Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review.
Don't be hating.
The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review.
Keep it real.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating, or I should say the Video Game Review. It is so titillating because I am Rick Tittle, haha, how about that? Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or okay, so foreign lands, just kidding. Wherever you're listening, I know it's time for my gamers out there to talk video games. This is the only hour all week on all these networks we get to talk about video games, and it's not just sports video games, it's all video games, and we'll do it at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. See, it's play. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world, I am here for you. And everyone from the newbie neophyte gamer to the hardcore gamers, let's talk about it. Look, I would love to be able to play video games 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but even if I could and have my eyelids kept open like Clockwork Orange, 655-321. I still wouldn't be able to do it. So what's good for you? Well, we have different tastes anyway. What do you like? What do you not like? Let's talk about it together because we are in the golden age of video games. That still means, though, that there is some garbage out there and people trying to take advantage of it. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Big shout out to our troops listening both home and abroad on American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you are in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. We also stream through sportsbyline.com, the homepage, any emails to win the video game that I give away at 40 after, and also to ask for a cheat code, those are rick@sportsbyline.com. It's email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. We stream through sportsbyline.com as we do sbnationlive.com. Also, we are on CRN Digital Plus 2. That's the cable radio network channel 2 in 35 million homes. And also Sirius Satellite Radio XM, Sirius XM 211 in progress. The Dan Patrick channel, great to be on there as well. We get 1 hour of video game talk in there as well. So, open lines throughout the show today. No interviews. You're my guest. I'll let you know what's new this week as well coming up. And let's talk some video games. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and come on back on the Video Game Review.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you're starting up your new business, resist the urge to accept payment in your personal business account or put business expenses on your personal credit card. Yes, it's easier that way, but the risks outweigh the short-term benefits. At the very least, make sure you open a separate personal account designated for only business transactions. Otherwise, things will get messy, and this way you avoid being a prime target for an audit. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game
Review. That and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening, and keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel, as Jim Morrison once said, or give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to tell you about my experience at Sandbox VR, which I've got to experience. But I want to start off the show. First of all, what have you been playing this weekend? What has been captivating you or not? Let me know it. 1-800-878-PLAY. But I got a list, as you might have seen a couple days ago, for the finalists for the Video Game Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. Now, I remember years ago out here in my hometown of Oakland, California, they had their own Video Game Hall of Fame. And then if you think about Ottumwa, Iowa, and you think about the great Walter Day, who's been on this show years ago, he kind of had his own Video Game Hall of Fame. But right around 2015, everybody kind of said, okay, well, this is the real one. It's like football is Canton, baseball is Cooperstown. So this is what we're going to do. And there are 12 finalists, and there's going to be three who will be inducted. And there will also be a player's choice ballot, which runs through the 25th, so you have a few more days to get in. And then there'll be a virtual ceremony on May 6th. It's an international committee of journalists and scholars. Do I have a vote? I don't. Do not have a vote. You ain't legit, man. What are you doing? I know. I don't know who has a vote, quite honestly. It sounds like a small cabal. But it's interesting to hear the 12 finalists. Here they are. Call of Duty. I just laugh because it's not already in. Call of Duty, Guitar Hero, Animal Crossing, Farmville, FIFA, Mattel Football, Microsoft Flight Simulator, Pole Position, Portal, StarCraft, Tron, and where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Now, a couple of those, I think, would have to be slam dunks. Call of Duty, with all the incarnations and all how it changed the FPS world and how many just Xbox 360s Call of Duty sold in and of itself. And that empire it has, that's in. Guitar Hero, I remember going to the very first Guitar Hero party, and the guy held up the little teeny guitar at the time, and he said, "This is the greatest peripheral in the history of video games." We're like, "Really?" But then as the years went by, I remember they had a party at the Rocket Room in San Francisco, R-O-C-K-I-T, and they set up a stage with the drums, the two guitars, and a singer, and you would sign up. And I remember I was playing lead guitar, and it was pretty amazing that as I hit my note, it would just blast out of a speaker. It's the only time in my life I actually felt like I was an actual rock band. It's just so fun, crazy fun. And then, of course, we got Rockstar after that as well. There's always going to be another one. But Guitar Hero changed everything. And then Animal Crossing, you think, would get in. But if there's only, to me, Call of Duty and Guitar Hero are slam dunk. So that leaves Animal Crossing. Now, can Animal Crossing, can it get ahead of Portal? Now, look, Portal to me is one of the greatest games of all time. But it can't beat out FIFA. But then again, I look at some of the games that are already in the Hall of Fame. Minecraft is in. There are 28 games right now. GTA 3 is in. Madden is in. Pac-Man. And Microsoft Solitaire. Whew, I know. So Microsoft Flight Sim is just about as old as the hills as well. And you think, well, that's a Hall of Fame game. Now, there are some nod back to the time when I was in high school. Pole Position was a great arcade game. As was Tron, was a great arcade game. You know, those would be in the Arcade Hall of Fame, but I'm not going to put those two ahead. StarCraft is a cool game, but no. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? That's a game for little kids to learn. Geography. Not trying to take anything away from it, but that shouldn't even be on the list in my humble opinion. Farmville, now, come on. Farmville, the Facebook game, Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm just saying I do think it's interesting because, you know, like in the Baseball Hall of Fame, there could be zero people that get in every year. And kind of like this year, but we will have the pandemic Derek Jeters of the world getting in this year with the Veterans Committee people. So it will look pretty good there in July, hopefully, knock on wood. But at the Football Hall of Fame in Canton, I always think the NFL Hall of Fame is much cheapened because they have a minimum of five, which means if you're the only three deserving, you got to take two schmucks. So it's interesting that you can only have three. So I'm sure there are probably some of you out there going, come on, Rick, Call of Duty, really? Or Guitar Hero, that was a fad. Well, it was a fad that lasted a long time. You know, it was a good decade of Guitar Hero. Going strong. So you probably like me, I have about three Guitar Hero and I have a drum set and I get them mixed up with Rockstar sometimes. I had the Aerosmith version, the Beatles version. That's Rockstar. I know, but you think about how toyish that first little guitar was and then how real, you know, they started looking like Fenders. You get a Stratocaster and all these other cool Gibson type looking things after a while. Those have to go in. Now, I'm sure some of you out there are listening saying, Rick, what are you talking about with Animal Crossing? Animal Crossing is a slam dunk. Think about the new Animal Crossing that came out during the pandemic. You know, it was perfect timing for not only a game that was going to consume time, but a game that was a feel-good game. You know, it was Nintendo all the way. You know, just long and slow and kitschy and cute the way you do it. But then again, if I think about, you know, what Portal did for the world. And think about it. Portal was a Valve game that they threw into the orange box. The orange box is still the greatest value ever on a shiny disc. It was, remember, I originally got it for the 360. That was the only thing you could get it on. Then it finally made it to the PS3. But that was Half-Life 2 Episodes 1 and 2, Portal, and then Team Fortress 2 Online. And Portal ended up being one of the most innovative games of all time. That is one game, a song of the year at the end. This was a triumph. Remember that song? That was, of all the games I've finished, that had one of the most satisfying feelings, because so many times I went through that game and I thought I was stuck. And when I finally got above ground, that was amazing. So does Portal belong in the Hall of Fame? Yeah. I mean, all these games in their life, but Mattel Football? Come on. No. I don't know how you can have Madden in the Hall of Fame and not have FIFA. So if I was going to vote and I could only pick three, I would pick Call of Duty, Guitar Hero, and FIFA. Those would be mine. And then if I could pick like five, I would probably go with Portal 4. And then I would give a little nod to Flight Sim, just because it's such a classic. And it did change a lot. If you think about where it started off on the old IBM PC. All right. Let's take a quick break. We come back, I'll tell you about Sandbox VR. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening. And lines are available if you'd like to chime in. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get her, girl. Come on. Come on back. Remember the old CB speech? Breaker, breaker, 1-9. Oh, yeah, I had that. I got a chance to try out Sandbox VR. What is it? Let's start from the beginning. It's a company that I know that like Kanye has put his money into it. It's a place at a mall, at least where I was. I was at the Hillsdale Mall in San Mateo, California. It's a little bit south of San Francisco. It's kind of like where Silicon Valley begins on the peninsula. And Hills Jail, they used to call it because of the neighborhood. But anyway, Hillsdale Mall. And you would get into a group of six. And they had a lot of different options what your experience wanted was going to be. They had The Curse of Davy Jones. They had Star Trek Discovery. They had Deadwood Mansion. And they had what we did called Amber Sky 2088. And it said, can you and your friends defend Earth against the invading alien swarm? Become heroic androids equipped with futuristic weapons and robotic enhancements. Blast off in a space elevator and leave Earth as you take flight into outer space. The last one is Amber Sky 2080 is our third and most ambitious experience. Journey from the futuristic city of New Hong Kong and soar through the clouds via Earth's last standing space elevator. Take in the cityscape, the curvature of the Earth, and space itself while escorting a mysterious package that could be humanity's last line of defense from the raw core invasion of Earth. R-A-W-C-O-R. So, it's funny, you know that gate that they pull down to the entrance of a store at the mall, like at the end of the day or during riots. So we went in, they pulled the gate down, and it was one guy, and everybody had to sign in on this little iPad, your information, your email. And then they took individual pictures of your face, and then everybody got a color, and I was yellow. So I sat down on this yellow bench. Then underneath me were all my first sensors. And they had these prongs that went out with little balls on them. And so left and right ankle, strap them on, Velcro with the sensors on the outsides of your ankles. Then your wrists, left and right, make sure to face the thing forward with the fingers. And those were, the sensors were on top of your wrists. Then we entered the giant green room. That's right, on all sides except for one. And there was the equipment. And so now in times of COVID, I suppose the has had all been sterilized. We had to wear masks. This is California. We had to wear masks. And so he walked out first, a very heavy vest. And you would put it on and zip it up. And it was pretty tight. You can adjust it, but it's so you can feel yourself getting hit. You know, it's got rumble gear in it. Then they would put a backpack on you. It's a pretty big backpack. You strap that on. Then came the VR helmet, and I asked him what brand it was. He said it was Oculus. Put that on, and so now what I'm looking at, I couldn't see anybody else, But I could see this sort of movie on one wall playing, saying, you're going to do this and you're going to do that. Like, okay. Then when everybody got geared up, the room turned white, and then we were all these like battle droid, exoskeleton, Terminator looking dudes. You know, and so I immediately start popping and locking, trying to do some goofy dance. So we're all kind of laughing, like, wow. And they're telling you, like, when you play, if you see somebody get hurt, if they turn red or completely white, put your hand on the shoulder and hold it, and you'll see the little, you know, little Swiss flags, the crosses going up saying you're healing them until they're good again. Otherwise, they can't shoot anymore. So then you see these guns floating out towards us. And it's the employee walking the guns out to us. So the first two guys got pistols. And they also had an ability where that if they held up their left arm, they got a blue shield and it was translucent. And if you flicked your arm down, it would fly out like a boomerang, kill aliens, and come back to your arm. Then the other three of us got assault rifles. That's what I got. So I had an assault rifle walked out to me. Now, I think some of the people I was – and normally it was $48. I got to do it free, media perk, got to do it free. So for $48, you want your money's worth, obviously. But some people, even there, I think they still hadn't played enough video games where one person thought that if they just held down the trigger button that it was just going to be auto-fire endlessly. It wasn't. You could see a little gauge – like a hologram floating just off to the left of the trigger, and it would say 60 shots, semi-auto. And when you ran out, you had to wait a second, and you'd see the meter load up. It took like 3 seconds to reload. But they also said in the beginning, if you see the little orb floating now and then, wherever it was on the map, and it had like three bullets, symbol, which meant automatic, or it had a red missile, which meant you could shoot 10 missiles. So once we got started, all of a sudden, the guy turned the game on, and I was on this glass platform, basically at the like highest skyscraper you've ever seen. And you could look out and see this amazing futuristic skyline. And then the aliens started coming, and it was like one side, then the other. And you'd say, over here, over here. And it was these guys that were about my height. I'm 6'2", and they were all like my height, and they're like standing right in front of you. And so if I would shoot the missile, sometimes I would just shoot the glass platform because there's no friendly fire and blow everybody up. So you're shooting these things as they come, and then it will say – it will give you a little break, and then it will say protect this package, and then they're like swarming on that. Then there would be a boss. It would be like a little bit of a ship or be like a super big guy. Sometimes the aliens would roll in. This horrible looking like giant snail, which took forever to kill. But one of the coolest, the two coolest illusions, I thought, one of them was at one point the elevator split in half. So the three, the two people were next to me and the other three were on the elevator, and the elevator went into the distance. And they were like, you know, 500 yards away, and you could see them fighting. Now, in real life, I could have taken a step and touched them, but it looked like I would all off the elevator, and they looked 500 yards away. That was pretty cool. And then the elevator came together again. And then, as it said in the little blurb, we did a little liftoff. And it's like, stand by. And the thing took off, and you literally like left the atmosphere. You could see, you know, the curvature of the Earth, like they said. And now we are in outer space. And then it slowed down, and then we had another fight. So, a couple people were screaming because these aliens were right in front of their face. I wasn't screaming. I knew they were fake, but I mean, it was pretty realistic, I gotta say. And the one thing that I was the two things that I was wondering was, A, was I going to be nauseous afterwards? And I was not nauseous at all. And I think it's because I never really moved except side to side or turning around in a circle, because you're on an elevator platform. So there was no reason to run, or there was no reason to, like in some VR games that you have where you press the button and you say, I'm going over there, no, I'm going over there, no, I'm going over there. So I never got carsick, And the other thing is, when I took it off, I thought it was going to look like we were, you know, nurses wearing PPE all day with like the big burns on our face. Bless their hearts, by the way. And nobody really had it. Nobody really had the huge gouges. But by the time it ended, I was ready for it to end. I think it was just about the right time. Like, you didn't feel like it was over too quick. And it also didn't feel like it dragged on and on and on and on. I mean, it was a little bit repetitive. You would take a break and the aliens would come, and then it would kind of change a little bit. Then you take another break and some different aliens would come. You know, it was teamwork. There were some times when all my hit points went out, somebody would touch my shoulder, and then I would touch a guy's shoulder and then heal him. But it was fun. It was really cool. And the cool thing is, too, is hopefully we're just scratching the surface with this stuff. But I'll never forget a friend of mine when I was in college. He said, someday we'll be in the video games. And I was like, ha, 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 what, like Tron? Well, I was thinking about that afterwards. We were in the video game. And just to brag, I was the high scorer. Now you say, well, you run a show. But I made sure to take a picture of myself as the high scorer just in case I could brag. And I guess I'm bragging now. But then again, some of the people I was playing with, I think it was their first time. Maybe I shouldn't brag too much. All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give away a game. We'll talk about new releases and your calls. 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review.
A little Altered Beast cover. I am Rick Tittle. It's the Video Game Review. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. To win it, just email the answer to a very simple question to rick@sportsbyline.com, and if you're the second correct answer, you will win. The game is called Space Otter Charlie. It's for the Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, PC, and PS4. I have it here for the PC. It's developed by Wayward Distractions, like that developer name, and it's published by the Quantum Astrophysicists Guild. I love that. You know that's probably like a guy and a girl. The Quantum Astrophysicists Guild is the publisher, and the developer is Wayward Distraction. Space Otter Charlie, is this a game about space? Is this a game about otters? Or is this a game about football? We gave you three choices. Two are correct. Is it a game about space, otters, or football? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and here's the blurb. Join Charlie and his ragtag team of sea mammals as they jump, float, and rocket through otter space in the zero-G puzzle platformer Space Otter Charlie. And I was looking at some of the screenshots from this game. It's definitely a cartoony shoot-em-up platformer adventure, but there's this one boss, like this horrible skull and a space helmet shooting this green beam. It's scary. This game is rated E10+. So I guess if you're 9, might be a little too much to handle. Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Speaking of stuff, Sony has responded to the pandemic saying, hey, we're going the extra mile for all of our PlayStation Plus members, because starting this week on the 25th, they are going to be giving away a lot more games for play at home. Now, you might remember Ratchet and Clank for PS4. You can still claim that through the end of March, March 31st, 8 p.m. Pacific time. So hurry up and get it if you didn't get it yet. But they're going to be starting off with some games here for free. And some of you might say, oh, no wonder it's for free. But I'll give you a chance. One's called Abzu. Abzu is a beautiful underwater adventure that evokes the dream of diving. Immerse yourself in a vibrant ocean full of mystery and bursting with color and life. I did see some video of this where you're swimming in a school of fish. It's pretty amazing just to see what you can do graphically. Enter the Gungeon. Enter the Gungeon is a gunfight dungeon crawler following a band of misfits seeking to shoot, loot, dodge, roll, and table flip their way to personal absolution by reaching the legendary Gungeon's ultimate treasure, the gun that can kill the past. Wow. That's some deep stuff. very, I would say, 16-bit looking, but kind of fun. Almost looks a little bit like Robotron, or we call it Robot Ron. Res Infinite. R-E-Z, or I should say Res Infinite, or Infinite. Prepare yourself for the ultimate version of Res, a thrilling journey of sights and sounds. Shooting action remastered and upgraded by members of the original development team exclusively for PS4 and optional PlayStation VR. Res Infinite. Subnautica. You have crash-landed on an alien ocean world, and the only way to go is down. Subnautica's oceans range from sun-drenched shallow coral reefs to treacherous deep-sea trenches, lava fields, and bioluminescent underwater rivers. The water teems with life, some of it helpful, much of it harmful. And this is a game a little more cartoony, but here we are underwater again. It looks like you're looking through goggles, and it's kind of FPS because you can see your hands out in front of you. A game also for free, The Witness. It's a single-player game in an open world, dozens of locations to explore, and over 500 puzzles. It's a lot. Wow. This game respects you as an intelligent player, and it treats your time as precious. There's no filler. Each of those puzzles brings its own new idea into the mix, so this game is full of ideas. So it's got kind of this top-down look, almost looking like Myst. It's at circa 94 on this island. And 500 original puzzles. I'd like to see that. Another free game from Play at Home, Astrobot Rescue Mission. Get a whole new perspective on platform games thanks to PlayStation VR in this daring rescue operation. Take control of Astro in a massive adventure to rescue his crew, where the PSVR headset puts you right in the thick of the action. Judge every jump with accuracy and be curious. There are lots of secrets to discover in your daring quest. Moss, M-O-S-S, a single-player action-adventure game, a new IP from Polyarc, tailor-made for the VR. In Moss, players meet Quill, a young mouse with dreams of greatness beyond the confines of her settlement. While exploring the woods, she finds a mysterious glass relic and an ancient magic is awakened. Thumper, and this ain't no rabbit. Thumper is rhythm violence. Classic rhythm action, blistering speed, brutal physicality. You are a space beetle. Brave the hellish void and confront a maniacal giant head from the future. Every crushing impact is interwoven with a pounding original soundtrack. To reach synthetic bliss, you must go through rhythm hell. Wow. I was going to say the graphics on this look pretty flashy. Paper Beast. Experience a dreamlike odyssey in virtual reality. Discover a wild ecosystem born from lost internet data. Be the first to explore a world inhabited by exotic and surprising creatures and shape your environment to overcome obstacles and puzzles. Unravel the mysteries of Paper Beast, a game born from the imagination of Eric Chahi. He did Another World and also From Dust. This one is weird looking. To you that. Also, Funimation, Wakanim, and it just depends on what region you're in. It's the same game. It's a joint venture of Sony Pictures Entertainment and Aniplex. That's in Japan. It's an anime-focused subscription service, and it has shows like My Hero Academia, Dragon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Attack on Titan, Fruits Basket. That'll be a trial that will be available from March 25th to April 22nd. But the biggest news of all is that starting April 19th, Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition will be available for free download April 19th at 8 p.m. Pacific, all the way through to March 14th. So the other games, you might say, never heard of it, never heard of it, never heard of it, and then heard of it. Now, talking about the PlayStation, I mentioned VR. Well, what about VR for PS5? What we did see from Sony 3 days ago was we got to see the new controllers for what they call the next-gen VR and PS5. They say stronger immersion with adaptive triggers, haptic feedback, finger touch detection, and more. Looks like it's kind of got three sides on it. You put your hand through the opening, and it's got a bar in the middle. Almost looks like kind of like bicycle handles. And then you have your thumb on an analog stick. I still like the one for the Index the best, but there's supposed to be a lot of innovations from PS5, from the DualSense controllers over to the VR Arena. Each orb will have adaptive trigger buttons. This is what Sony's Hideki Nishino explained on the PS blog. Also, new to Sony feature aimed at improving the quality of life experience for long gameplay sessions. In other words, finger touch detection, which allows the controller to sense the difference between an intentional gesture and just the player's constant grip. Nishino wrote, "The controller can detect your fingers without any pressing in the areas where you place your thumb, index, or middle fingers, enabling players to make more natural gestures with your hands during the gameplay." end quote. So each control, analog stick, left side houses, classic triangle square buttons, right side cross and circle buttons with dual paired L and R button setups, L1, R1 buttons as well. Now, Sony has not shown off the design for the headset that will be powering the VR, but a lot of people believe that these spherical controllers, an iconic design, they like to say, is kind of a giveaway for something that's going to look like it. I don't know if that's the place or not, but we do know that Sony says there's much more to share between now and then. And the other thing we don't know is how much it's going to cost. You know, these things, they start adding up. You know, it's like when you buy a house and then you have to pay private mortgage insurance and it's like HOA fees and taxes. Like, what's going on here? You're already forking out enough, as we know, to buy the PS5. So, look, now is not the time to talk about money, right? Just buy it. And one other thing, Tiger Woods fans. He's out of the hospital in real life. That's good, IRL. But also, he has just agreed to an exclusive long-term partnership with 2K. They will hold his video game rights, and they will have PGA Tour 2K. Remember that launch last year when Justin Thomas was on the cover? That'll be his last cover. Tiger Woods said, quote, "I am looking forward to making my return to the video game landscape, and with 2K and HB Studios, I have found the right partners to make it happen. I'm honored to take part in this opportunity and look forward to sharing my expertise and insights as we build the future of golf video games together." End quote. The financial terms were not revealed. I would probably think that Tiger's getting some cash. 2K's president, Dave Ismailer, said, quote, "In golf, there is no bigger icon than Tiger Woods. Like the rest of the world, we were saddened to hear of his recent accident and wish him a full and smooth recovery. We have been eager to announce our partnership with Tiger, whose legendary career has transcended the sport. We are thrilled to have him join our PGA Tour 2K series as an executive director." You might remember that EA Sports had that first Tiger Woods game, in 1998. And it went until 2013. EA Sports. It's in the game. And then Royal McIlroy from Ireland, he kind of took the cover. And then, yeah. So we don't know about DLC and outfits and everything else. The red Nike shirt, that'll all come later. But for you Tiger fans and people who want to play. Look, I'm not a big golf fan in real life, but I like golf video games. In fact, some of them I find quite fascinating. All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have the cheat code. Send your request to Rick at sportsbyline.com. Come on back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. I just realized I forgot to give you the new releases, so let's get to the video game cheat code real quick. TT says, Rick, what are the codes for St. Rose the Third for the naughty stuff? One is ho, 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 all lower. Right where it says enter cheat. The other one is not rated, all together, all lowercase. First one, ho, ho, ho. The other one, not rated. Things will get much more interesting, trust me. For the new releases this week, Overcooked, All You Can Eat, PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. That's a party compilation. I actually played Overcooked on the PS4. It actually was kind of fun. Puyo Puyo Tetris 2, PC puzzle game. Project Cars Go, that's on your phone, Android, and iPhone racing. Sanity of Morris, an adventure horror game, PC, Xbox One, PS4. Arkham Horror, PC, Switch, PS4, Xbox One, horror strategy game. An RPG Sims, Story of Seasons, that's on the Switch, Pioneers of Olive Town. Tales from the Borderland, that finally makes it to the Switch, it's an adventure game. Paradise Lost, a first-person adventure game, PC, PS4, Xbox One. Body Quest, sounds like a Leisure Suit Larry game. An adventure educational game on the Switch. Octopath Traveler, Xbox One, RPG. Yakuza 6, The Song of Life, Xbox One and PC. It's over there now. That's a great game. Evil Inside, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Horror Adventure. Max M, The Phantom, PC and Switch. And also The Fabled Woods, that's a PC adventure game. Black Legend, it's an RPG strategy game, PC, Switch, PS4, Xbox One. Get a Grip Chip, a Switch platformer. And The Bus, a PC simulation. And Genesis Noir, a PC, Xbox One adventure game. All new this week. Thanks for tuning in to the video game review. We'll see you next week at the same time. Coming up next, Sports Talk.